to Playhouse in the Morning.
Sleeping in? We get it. We'll still be here when you're ready to face the day.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Derulo with Marry Me. Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning. It is 6:23 in the morning and 14 degrees outside currently here at the Playhouse Studios. Later on in Fargo, Moorhead this afternoon, we'll see a high of 20. So while it will be partly sunny today, it's going to be rather chilly in the Fargo-Moorhead area really all day today. Maybe even some flurries popping up as the morning continues. Now, if there's anything we're about here on the show, really as evidenced by the fact we have breakup before the holidays on in about an hour, it's love. We're all about love, affection, relationships, tender moments. And that's why we like to check out Craigslist Missed Connections once a week, because when you're out in public and you see somebody and you're like, yeah, I could see them and me together, five kids in the suburbs. You see them and you get that white picket fence fantasy. You're just so distracted by your fantasy that you forgot to go actually talk to them. What you do is you go to Craigslist. They have a personal section, and it's great if you want to get kidnapped. But also, you miss a connection. Unfortunately, not everybody checks out Craigslist Missed Connections every day like we do. I'm just refreshing it on the regular. And that's why we like to print them out and share them with you on our airwaves, because for all we know, one of these could be about you, and then we just made a love connection happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're about 7 years in, and I think two people have actually connected, and neither of them hung out a second time. So we're doing great. Is what I'm telling you. Maggie, which one are you liking today?
I think I have to do Veterans Boulevard, Getting Some Gas, Man for Woman 25. So I came in there twice today with a couple of coworkers and flirted around twice with you, the cute pregnant cashier. Made an otherwise boring day a little better, so thanks for that. On the off chance you should see this, email me what kind of company I work for.
So, and I understand that this is not a rule by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But just as a general assumption, while not every pregnant woman is in a relationship
mm-hmm.
or has a guy that she's interested in or might be interested in her, I generally just kind of lean towards it's a good possibility.
Right.
Yes, you thought the cashier was cute. That's great for you. However, she's pregnant, so there's like a 2 out of 3, 4 out of 5, 9 out of 10 chance she's probably taken.
Well, and how pregnant was she? Because that's kind of scary to assume that she was pregnant.
Maybe she wasn't pregnant at all, yeah.
Right.
That's also dangerous. I didn't
that's
even think
dangerous.
Of that.
That's
dangerous
yes.
territory.
Mm-hmm.
If she was breastfeeding a child, safe to say she's not pregnant, but maybe recently was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rat, what are you digging on?
Proof that ladies can do a little stalking on Craigslist. Elite Towing Guy, Woman for Man, 27, West Fargo. To the unbelievably good-looking guy who helped me unlock my car after work, I haven't stopped thinking about you. I wish I had the courage to ask for your number, but I'm really shy about that kind of stuff, and it was freezing cold. You had long dark hair and wearing a black beanie and black coat. If by some miracle you come across this post and think it's you, and you're currently single, reply back and tell me what kind of car I have.
Look at that. She is creeping on him. We don't see that very often on the list of Craigs.
Mm-hmm.
The Craigslist Missed Connections on the Playhouse. I'll do 13th Avenue Taco Bell drive-thru. Came through the drive-thru a little after 11. You have an amazing attitude and a sexy voice. You are sexy as hell. I love the tats behind the ear. If you ever see this, hit me up. You can't even work at a drive-thru anymore. Something where they barely even get a look at you, right? Most of your interaction is over the little speaker. You hand them, you swipe the card, you hand them the tacos, and they leave. But still, they creep.
Is he just trying to get some free tacos?
I think he might be. There was a story about that not too long ago. It was a little bit different, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a lot different. We don't need to drudge that up again, but it was not like that at all, actually. Maggie, another.
I'll do MSUM Hottie, Man for Woman 20. You are the blonde bombshell who wears a pink hoodie and yoga pants on her way to class in the mornings. I've more than a few times walked into buildings I had no reason being in just to not give up my view of that fine, fine ass.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that follows you on a near daily basis. Turn around and say hi sometime.
So, Maggie.
Creepy.
Would you ever be interested to meet the guy that admits he follows you and stares at your bootay on the regular?
No.
Yeah.
The only way that gets better is if he actually sings that song as he's following behind her.
Bubble, bubble, butt. Hey, I'm the guy that follows you as you go to class every day.
Creepy.
I stare at your butt.
That is terrifying.
Please turn around so I can ask you out on a date or never walk to class again. Yikes. Rat, why don't you take it home?
I gotta go with you were singing Katy Perry, Man for Woman 25. You and your girlfriends were singing I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It while shopping at Target. This, of course, got my attention. If one of you, or all of you, wants to hang out, I sure would.
You know, really, it is the first rule of fishing. You're going to have to throw a lot of lines in the water.
Yes.
So what he did is he cast a wide net and was like, there's a group of girls that may or may not be interested in also other girls.
Mm-hmm.
If one or a couple of friends want to stop by my place, I'll be alone playing Call of Duty eating Papa John's pizza. So stop on by. I'm a very lonely man, but I have my fantasies. Kind of makes you wonder what kind of his DVD collection looks like. Huh? Yuck. This has been Craigslist Misconnections. A darn good addition, if I do say so myself, and I just did. Capital City, safe and sound in a couple of minutes. We've never had a member of the Playhouse family love Thanksgiving more than one particular man that I think we have to remember this morning. And perhaps we'll have time for Maggie the Love Doctor.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y'all ready to have some fun?
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Color me kooky, but something very odd is going on around here.
Y94.